dialing in on Static this week on the Royal Telephone from LA. It is great to hear the voice of His Royal Highness, King Tuff. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yep, just talking from my Royal Telephone.
It's so good to hear your voice, Kyle, and more importantly to hear a new record from King Tuff. And this album, Small Town Stardust, starts with this song, Love Letters to Plants, which is awash in sweeping strings and heavenly layered harmonies. And compared to previous King Tuff albums, we're not in Kansas anymore, are we?
No, thank God. We're at the Emerald City now.
It feels like it.
I hope so. That's what I wanted it to feel like. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, see where else I could take this music and see what else I could sound like.
This was a deliberate stylistic changer from any breakneck garage rock you'd done in the past. Was that scary or freeing or a bit of both, Kyle?
Very freeing. The thing is that I've never really listened to garage rock. It's not like what I listen to. I listen to more stuff that is like what this album sounds like. So it felt natural for me to actually like start writing music that was more like what I listened to. And I'm a fan of artists evolving and changing. I can't imagine making the same record over and over again. So that's kind of what it's all about.
The other big factor with this record was you'd been living in Los Angeles for a while, but nostalgia had crept in. Was that during COVID when you were separated from loved ones? Were you thinking more about your home back east?
Yeah, definitely. During the pandemic, I wasn't having any life experiences really out in the world. So you kind of have to go inward and have your experiences there. You know, I've thought about Vermont ever since I've left there over 10 years ago, but it definitely got stronger during the pandemic. And I was thinking about nature and just wanting to be in the woods somewhere as opposed to in just a hot, dusty city.
I guess it's also that thing of for a while there, you couldn't travel back home. So you were really stuck too.
Yeah. And that summer in particular in LA, there was a lot of fires, really smoky and hot, and it was brutal. So I was kind of definitely wishing I was somewhere else.
You come from a small town called Brattleboro in Vermont, and this album, you sort of set out to write a love letter to those youthful moments from growing up there.
Yeah, it's a very supportive kind of arts community there. I feel very thankful that I grew up in a place like that, and also amazing to just be surrounded by nature, mountains and forests and rivers. And all that stuff just started sneaking into the lyrics. And before I knew it, the whole record was kind of about that.
Kyle, it must be fun to also drop in some particular locations and experiences. There's mention of a blizzard on Route 91 in the title track on this album, and Rock River gets its own song named after it. So was it kind of like once you started, you couldn't stop?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot to draw from there. There's a lot of little special places that are very dear to me that I think about a lot. Every time I go back, I always visit. And I'm always a fan of obscure references and songs that maybe the listener hasn't ever heard of, but the listener can kind of create their own image of what this place might be in their mind, like Strawberry Fields or Penny Lane or something like that.
So did you kind of feel like you have to spend time away from home to finally appreciate it?
No, I mean, I've always appreciated it. It was actually very hard for me to move away from there when I did. It was a really easy place to live and make art and be creative and kind of just do your own thing. But there wasn't really any way to get it out there in the world from there. You know, I kind of had to leave and go to a bigger city to put myself out there more and make more connections so that I could, you know, make a career out of music. But it was a really good place to hone my craft before going out into the world. I've always really loved it.
You're a great tourism ad, Kyle. They'd better give you the key to the city of Brattleboro.
I know. I'm trying to get the key already. I finally made it onto the Wikipedia Notable People's
Fantastic.
Page.
It's even great to see the next generation of bands coming through. I noticed last year this group called Thus Love released a record.
Yeah,
they've been bigging up Rattlebarra as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned them. We kind of joke about them being my grandchildren, but they're so good. They opened for me. It was only like a month after they had formed, and they opened for me, and I was like, what the heck is going on here? These kids are incredible. And now they're on Captured Tracks. They're touring. It's so exciting to see them kind of blossom.
Rattlebarra represent, huh?
For sure. Got to.
Kyle, there's even some tangible archival nostalgia on this record. The interlude, Meditation, is a recording of you as an 8-year-old giving some relaxation instructions. What were you doing?
So I was just kind of riffing on these meditation tapes that my dad used to listen to, which, you know, I would actually listen to them sometimes and I liked them, but I really couldn't stand. You could really hear the guy's like mouth noises in them. It really grossed me out. So I was like just kind of making my own without the mouth noises. But I discovered that in my parents' basement like a year ago. And I was like, this has to go on the record somehow.
You also kind of sound like a kiddie con artist. Were you putting adults to sleep and stealing their wallets?
That's a good idea. When I was a kid, I did want to... I had a dream of becoming a massage therapist / dessert chef, and I feel like this kind of meditation tapes fits into that as well.
Well, I guess rock and roll's win is the meditation industry's loss.
It's true. But I mean, there's still time. I could become a new age guru still.
Kyle, you made this album in your own hit factory or real building, which is where you're speaking to us from now, this LA share house that you ended up living in with Meg from Hand Habits and Sasami. Tell us a bit about it. It's called the Log Mansion.
Yeah. Well, I've been in this house a long time, about 8 or 9 years, and just kind of slowly have built a little recording studio in here over those years. And then, you know, we've kind of had a rotating cast of housemates come and go, but the two of them had kind of started living here right before the pandemic. So it was just cosmic that we all ended up stuck together and were able to make 3 albums in here during that time. It was definitely like a blessing to have the studio and to be together for that time.
Well, you put them to work as well, Kyle. Sasami's a classically trained musician, so there's touches of cello and violin on songs like Love Letters to Plants and Pebbles in a Stream, and even some saxophone on Always Find Me.
Yeah, the whole idea was to kind of let some other sonic colors and textures into my music, and Sasami was the perfect helping hand with that. She's really talented at arranging and all kinds of stuff, and she has a very different skill set than I do, so it was really nice to kind of balance each other out, and things came out that I never would have done on my own.
I'm also happy to hear you finally got the King Tough, Nancy and Lee or Kenny and Dolly duet over the line. The song Tell Me, you and Sasami singing together on that one.
That's a real nice one. That's one of my faves. That was actually something she was just writing in the living room one day, and I was like, that sounds really nice. And she was like, do you want it? And I was like, yeah. So we just kind of worked on it together and just banged it out in a day. And it was just, I just like it because it's so simple and easy and warm feeling. It's just like a nice classic kind of song. That's kind of the stuff I want to hear.
And while Sasami gave you a song, I noticed Meg's contribution was more nourishing. They provided what Sasami had called spiritually engaged salads, which was just as important for this record, right, in the household?
Yes, yeah, Meg didn't actually plan the record, but their spirit and their vibe is felt throughout it, I think. We're eating a lot of salad, and Meg is really good at making salads.
What's in the Hand Habits salad that's so special, Kyle?
They were using this, like, garlic olive oil at the time, and it was just putting it over the top.
Well, here we are talking about saxophones and cellos and things like that, so garlic olive oil should also be credited on the sleeve of this record.
Secret weapon.
That's your secret herb and spice on this album.
Yes.
And I noticed you had said that you wanted to make an album to remind yourself that life is magical. So The record's out. Were you able to manifest that, Kyle? How do you feel about it?
I'm feeling that. I do feel that. I've reminded myself that. I feel like it's a new chapter for me. The past year or two, I've definitely gone through phases of feeling depression and self-doubt and stuff, but I think that's natural after everything we've been through the past couple of years. But with this record finally coming out, I feel really positive about it, and it seems to be resonating with people, which is really nice.
It's resonating down here too, Kyle. We might have a listen to a song off the album right now. We'll play The Bandits of Blue Sky. This one sounds like ELO. There's probably no accident that Blue Sky's in the title, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking that when I wrote it, but there's definitely some ELO in there. This is definitely one of my favorite tracks on the record.
It was so good to touch base with you. You stay positive and keep eating the salads. And this is King Tuff now on Static. Thank you for the chat.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope to make it down there soon. Bye-bye.